Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 26th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny at 550 and three quarters, September wheat up 14 cents at 725 and a quarter, and November beans down 6.5 cents at 1326 and a quarter. Interesting to note, September beans were up 21.5 cents at 1367 and a half. They finished about six off their highs, but still strong action there. There have been rumors floating around that the Chinese have been looking for beans and been pretty big buyers over the last couple of days. They're trying to do it a little bit on the quiet side so they don't spook the market. But certainly today, somebody was caught short. Apparently, some of the crushers in China are short-bought and need to buy some beans in here. And that could explain why the beans were so strong, at least in the September contract. Didn't help new crop with November beans being down 6.5 cents. The dollar is up 22 ticks. Should have put a little pressure on the wheat. It's back over 93 cents again. The exports this morning were terrible at 116. So I'm not really sure what got into the wheat. Kansas City wheat was only, it was 13 cents higher, but Minneapolis was only three higher. I'm guessing that there may have been some purchases out there. Just a guess. I can't really explain it. You know, the weather, you know, it's done for the wheat. The heat, maybe thinking that it might be a little bit more difficult to plant in some of the areas this year with the heat, drying out the soil again. So maybe that's part of it. But I really didn't see any great excuse for the wheat being so strong. Corn was a little bit mixed. September was a penny and a half higher. Dece was a penny lower. Market seems to want to chop around until tomorrow, until these puts and calls go off the board. They expire tomorrow. My guess is they'll try to keep September around 550, so all the 550 puts and calls go off worthless. It's kind of interesting. And I look at the charts here. The September bean chart got right up to the 100-day moving average. Backed off a little bit, but, you know, doesn't look bad out here. We've still got the funds long, 230,000 contracts of corn, which I still think is a problem out here, particularly with the weather being what it is. Now, yeah, there's a lot of heat around the country. There's high 80s to high 90s in a lot of places. A lot of these same places are having rains. Looks like Minnesota is going to have rain 5 out of 6 days next week. A lot of the Midwest having showers at some point during the week. So we can withstand this heat if we do get the rains. If the rains are light or don't show up, then I can justify these higher prices. So there's a lot of moving cogs to this puzzle at the moment. I'm not sure really how it's going to fare out. It'd be interesting to see once these options go off the board tomorrow where we stand over the weekend if we do get the rains. And I think we're right back to where we are. If we get rains, we'll be lower Sunday night. If we don't get the rains, we'll be higher. So it's still strictly a weather game out here as far as I'm concerned. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.